It's the radio segment that's already setting goals for next year. It wants to make out with every checker at his local Target.
All right.
Big dreams. Okay. Laser stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. Those other knob rags just don't. This first laser story is out of Enid, Oklahoma. 28-year-old Emily Owings was pulled over last week for not wearing her seatbelt, and the only form of ID she had was her medical marijuana card.
I was a pretty legit one to hand to the cops.
When the cops ran her name, they found out she had a suspended license.
Oh, okay.
But even with that information, Emily asked the police to just let her go for two very good reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One, it was her birthday.
Okay, that's it.
Worth a shot asking.
Yeah.
I'm no politician, but I say we should vote that on your birthday, you shouldn't get any speeding tickets.
Okay.
You guys vote?
Just speeding tickets. No laws apply to you whatsoever.
That's different.
I like that.
Murder people.
Total anarchy on your birthday.
And the other reason, she said, quote, I have to poop so bad.
Dude, you think she's kidding, but I've always been scared of this.
I need to know if she got out of this ticket, because I've never gotten out of a ticket in my life. And if poop is going to be the excuse I need to use, so be it.
Let's go.
Well, while the authorities were discussing those two situations with her, the cops discovered something else.
Oh.
Emily also had a warrant in another county for fighting a police officer.
Wait, so do you arrest her? Or are you like, whoa, hold on. She's going to fight me.
Well, they started to arrest her.
Okay.
And then this conversation happened that was caught on a cop's body cam.
I already love this.
Please, just let me go.
Because I know your license is suspended.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. Why is it? I won't drive no more, but can I please go home and go poop?
You have warrants for Woods County and they're coming to get you.
No, they're not.
Ma'am.
Get out of the vehicle now!
She sped off?
Yep, she really had to go, so she sped off without permission. After a 7-mile high-speed chase, police caught up to Emily and arrested her on several felony charges.
Dude, she better have pooped her pants. Because if she didn't, she was lying the entire time.
Well, as they were arresting her, she asked, quote, can I poop in your car, man? No word on whether she actually did or not.
Dude, this should be a
She's like legit the poop bandit.
Here
she
is.
Could be a Charmin commercial.
This
I would love it.
Next laser story is out of Fashion World. Have you ever looked at your jeans and thought, these don't look stained enough?
I don't want to get time for that.
Well, now you can fix that, because the luxury brand Gucci is selling strategically stained denim overalls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Of course it's Gucci.
I know.
It's never like Old Navy.
Well, because people who shop at Old Navy like I do, we can stain them ourselves, okay? Rich people don't know how to get stains.
Oh, they don't get dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense, Brooke.
Even though the splotchy green streaks on the front look like real grass stains, they are not. In fact, the Gucci description reads, this denim is crafted from organic cotton and specifically treated for a stained-like distressed effect.
I mean, it just looks like they look like old grandpa farmer overalls.
Yeah. Critics say the grass stain placement's way too far down on the leg and should be more knee-centric if Gucci really wants them to look authentic. Well, they're wealthy. They don't know what it's like to get actual stains on themselves.
How do you work?
Let me Google poor people and see what comes up. So if you want to look rugged but really are just super rich, these strategically stained pants will only set you back a minuscule $1,400.
$1,400.
$1,400. Oh, and if overalls aren't your thing, you can always go a little lighter on the wallet with a grass-stained pair of eco-washed organic jeans for just $770.
That's like half price.
It's a bargain.
Yeah.
And they're available in stores and online right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This next laser story is out of the dimly lit town of Creepsville. You know, I was just thinking we needed a way to make this world even creepier.
Do we?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I say that because there's a new app called Mole, and it basically lets you hire anonymous strangers to act as your spy.
What?
Whoa.
Here's how it works. You go on Mole, and you post that you want to see live video of a certain location. And then someone else on Mole who's near that spot can get paid a few bucks to live stream it to you.
Oh, my gosh. So instead of, like, hiring a private investigator to follow your significant other around. If you think they're on a date at a restaurant, you just go on Mold. Oh, be yeah. like, hey.
Anybody or... that's at the Taco Bell over on this street, like, can you go give me some live footage?
Oh, I'd love to get paid to do that. Or just spy on people.
But also think about this. If you're the cheater, you don't want to get caught. Like, hey, take a video at the beach right now. And so that way I can tell my wife I'm at the beach.
But it could be useful. Like, if you wanted to see what the inside of a radio studio looks like, you could go on Mole and see if one of us is here, and you could get a live video of what's happening.
Yeah. That's cool, too.
I mean, you could just go to our Instagram, at Brooke and Jeffrey, and see the same thing for free. But, you know.
They say, yeah, you could use it for pretty much anything, from checking your house when you're away to seeing how long the line is outside of a restaurant, or maybe you just want to see the Eiffel Tower live right now while you're stuck at home.
Oh, my gosh. That's I
want to
see inside of a bank vault.
That's kind of cool.
So other than that, though, I can't think of any ways people might use this app to do other disturbing things.
No way. Not at all.
Nothing.
Innocent.
Totally innocent. This next laser story is out of texting and typing headquarters.
From here.
Now that we all refuse to talk to each other and just want to send messages, there's a big challenge. How can you give people clues to the tone and feeling behind what you're saying through typing?
Isn't that what emojis are for?
Yeah.
Well, emojis and GIFs are two ways. But another way is adding a ton of letters to normal words.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
I do that.
Yeah. A new study at the University of Vermont looked into how we add extra letters to words to give them different meanings, like yes, with at least five S's. Yes.
That means you're really excited.
Shows you're super excited, more than just spelling yes the normal way.
Or you can say yes with an A, and that's a little sassy.
It's a sassy.
It's yas.
Oh.
Not yes.
You don't know anything about anything. You don't
text in it's yas, not yas.
I'll show you the video of yas that went viral.
I'll show you the competing video of yas.
I'm going to go with Jeffrey on this one.
You can also go with sure with at least five R's to mean sarcastic.
Yeah, that's super sarcastic.
And let's not forget about what.
What?
See, spelling it with at least five A's means you're shocked and confused.
Yeah, but just one A means you're kind of mad.
Yeah.
What?
And the researchers say there's actual science behind what we're doing here. We all have the same instinct to mess with the length of normal words to give them different meanings. So soon enough, hey with nine Y's could be in the official dictionary.
Oh my God, that's going to be so bad. You're writing an English paper and you're like, oh my God, how many Y's? Is it I put seven or did I put eight?
Just trying to take up space.
I got it wrong.
Man, I have to try using this sometime though. Like, this is a good opportunity, I think.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe.
No, doesn't work with
it's really humping it. And that means Laser Stories is coming in for the day.
Humping.
We'll do it again, same time on Friday.
Friday.
No. Friday.